News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, and it is December. We've got our whole studios, all the station here is decorated for the holidays. We're seeing them all over town. So Keith and Pam Giles are here this morning with us from Veris Health, and so happy y'all could be here. And that was their request. They wanted to hear a little Jingle Bell Rock.
That's
it's
right.
Time. It's that time of year.
Yeah, open up the season.
Break out all the great songs. That's a classic, boy. Brenda Lee.
Whew. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But we're already talking about snow on that song, but they are getting hit already.
I know. I know. I was watching the news and thinking, I love living in Florida. I can handle rain any day. Yep. Well, we're here to talk about healthcare and all the things that are happening right now. It is a busy season for y'all, I am sure, since we're in open enrollment in so many areas. If you have a question about healthcare, now is the time because these are our experts. 850-437-1620. Please feel free to text in a question or a comment because these guys are going to bring us up to speed on everything that's happening. And there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, this is nutty year. Right, Pam?
That's correct.
It is incredibly sad. I mean, yesterday I was working with a client who can't make a decision yet because some of the contracts here in our local area haven't made up their mind whether or not they're going to take a particular company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he's waiting along. Do we change it now? Do we change it during OEP and all that stuff? It's very chaotic right now, and they're doing things on the East Coast that I've never seen anything before. Like, you know, telling doctors, "Oh, you're going to take more responsibility than the carrier." And I was like, "Wait a minute, what is happening?"
No wonder you're losing doctors. But yeah, one of the biggest things that's really, and it's been sad for clients, their doctors have dropped out of network like in the fall of this year. And they were stuck with the plan that they're on. So now they're beating feet to get their new plans for next year so they can continue to see their same doctors. It's been pretty crazy.
It has. It has. And we spend a lot of time on our medications, too, going through that.
Yes.
And that's quirky and all that stuff. So if you're out there and you're having these problems, please share it with us. And if you have an independent agent, please share it with them. Because this is, in my opinion, I'm kind of this conspiracy guy, is like they're trying to move us into a one-payer system. And this is one way they're going to do it. And they're going to take down independent agents like us who are out there. And they're trying to replace us, in my opinion, they're trying to replace us with AI.
Yeah. How often do you get to call into your member service line and you actually get to talk to a person? Oh, maybe after 10 minutes trying to figure out if you want this, click this. If you want that, give me more answers, and then I'll see if I can direct you to the right place. It's crazy. But I think he's going to share a little bit more about, it's changing because independent agents we have for several years been here to answer questions and help people find plans and those kinds of things. And how we get compensated is through the carriers. Well, they're choosing with all the changes that they've made. And this is what I've been sharing with a lot of people because I've been, as far as prescription drug plans go, out of all the plans that are out there, there's one carrier that still commissions, but their premiums are and formularies are out the roof. So they're really not a good choice anyway. But we have to share with all the costs that are being put back onto the carriers. Well, you know, a domino effect. What happens when you have to figure out your budget? And you find that you have to pay more for something, that means you have to pay less for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So the deductible, we've shared this numerous times so far for prescription drugs. If you're on a particular kind of medication, they can charge up to $615 on the deductible. So most carriers, including Medicare Advantage plans, are having some kind of a deductible on their drugs that they never used to have, or they used to not have the full deductible. So they're going to still get what they want out of your pocket, but then the carriers still have to, when you go through the drug stages, you start, of course, with that deductible stage I just shared, and after that, you go into what they call the initial coverage, and once you are in initial coverage, the most you can pay for your medications are $2,100 in 2026. Okay. So many people hit that with, think about all those great new medications that are out there that doctors are loving to put people on. Well, guess what? They're most of them are in that high deductible stage. But of course, once you get into initial coverage, you reach that, then you go into what we call catastrophic. Mm-hmm. This is where carriers have to pay 65% of your cost and Medicare kicks in. So bottom line is, well, if I got to pay more to help members pay for medications or get medications, because once you go into catastrophic coverage, and some people are in catastrophic coverage by the third month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you pay zero for your medications the rest of the year if you got that kind of medication that fits in that category.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody's got to pay for it. And that's, let's not pay agents. That's the first thing we can wipe out of their budget. And that's one of the things we're experiencing.
Well, I hate to hear that, but I do know that the two of you we had you on the show several times, are quite the experts on Medicare. And we're in our final days of the selection process for people that are signing up, because I believe December 7th is the deadline. Is that correct?
Yes, it is Saturday.
This Saturday. So can you talk a little bit about some of the things, that maybe give us a quick recap of some of the changes that people are looking at? I literally sat down recently and was in my computer trying to figure it all out, and it gets very confusing.
Yes, it does. What we've been waiting for, and we've most recently got that, is I've already covered the drug pieces quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to be on your Medicare, you pick up what we call Part A and Part B, and Part B is your medical premium, and this year the premium is $185 for those within the income limits for the minimum premium.
Mm-hmm.
Next year it's going to be $202.90.
Wow, so, that's a big jump.
Yeah, you got a bump in your Social Security check, but don't worry, we're going to take care of that by giving you a bump in your RP premium.
Yeah.
Oh, so my goodness.
It always comes out like zero, it seems like, every year.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm going to give you a raise on your Social Security check, but let me put it on, you know, pass it to the Part B, add on there.
Yeah. That's a shame.
I didn't get anywhere.
Well, we did have a question come in about this. Can you, from one of our listeners, can you explain what a zero premium is and what it entails? Sounds too good to be true.
It's, well, when we talk about the different avenues on your Medicare, you've got your original Medicare card and you can pick up a Medicare supplement and a drug plan. But what most everybody hears advertised is what we call the Medicare Advantage side or the Part C. Most Advantage plans have a zero premium. Now, you still have to pay your Part B premium, no matter what kind of Medicare plan you have, unless you have Medicaid or extra help, you will pay that Part B premium no matter what other kind of plan you pick up. So if you go on the Medicare Advantage, you're still going to pay your Part B premium.
Mm-hmm.
But most plans have a zero premium. Some of them have added a premium, and on the offset is maybe you have lower out-of-pockets. There's always a give and take. You know, oh, I got to pay a premium, but what are you giving me in return? Some of the plans, and we're seeing a lot more of this when I was talking about the who's got to pay for what, we've seen a lot of cutbacks in the benefits. But one of the things some of the carriers are still holding on to, which is very helpful, is they have what they call a Part B give back.
Mm-hmm.
And those plans, okay, now I just said our Part B is going to be $202 next year.
Right.
So, gosh, that's a lot. Well, if I give you a Medicare Advantage plan and I pay $100 towards that Part B premium, that sounds pretty
helpful.
Good to me, yes. Helpful. Yeah, helpful. So I'm not having to take a big hunk out of my Social Security check. So anyway, the zero premium are mostly for your, they are for your Medicare Advantage plans. And like I said, you got to take a look at medications within the plan and what do they offer for benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to piggyback on that. Some of the things we've seen carriers cut back is a lot of people like the what we call over-the-counter, which you would get extra monies within your plan, and it's still a zero premium plan, but I get $40 a month or $70 a quarter or whatever it was to get vitamins, supplements,
cough syrups,
aid,
cold medicines, things like that are non-prescription drugs.
Yes, and over the last 2 years, almost all the carriers have cut out the OTC. Some of them that still have the OTC have the highest max out of pockets. So what we do for you is we kind of weigh and decide all of those things because it's like there's too many choices. What should I do? You tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. So well, let's take a look at your doctors. Let's take a look at your meds. But that's what you see within the Medicare Advantage space.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our experts this half hour from Veris Health, as you can see, they're very knowledgeable about the, what I call it, the maze of Medicare and health care. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620, because they can certainly help you decipher all of this gobbledygook.
Yes.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yes.
And if someone wanted to come see you, how would they get in touch with you and where are you located? Because you do consultations.
Yes. Yes, we do. We are located on 850 South Palafox in Pensacola. We are actually in Suite 103, and we share a space with Alpha Star Wealth Management. So their name's on the building, but we're housed in that building.
Okay.
And our phone number is 850-710-7196.
And do you have a website?
Yes. Verus, V-E-R-U-S, HP.com.
VerusHP.com. So folks can go there and get more information as well.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So is it a consultation? Is there a fee for that?
Currently, there's not a consultation.
Well, I do. I get one.
Oh, yes. Keith always has one. Go ahead.
I like food. Empanadas would be really good. Or it's a sushi or something
Yeah, like that. Empanadas or sushi.
Okay. All right. Note taken. So let's continue on this topic again of Medicare and some of the changes that we're seeing. You've already covered about the deductibles, and it looks like we have a few more areas that they were noticing some changes.
Yeah, one of the things that I find this, and if you haven't already entered your Medicare yet or you're planning on doing it next year or you want to know, gosh, what am I going to pay because my employer plan has gone up the roof, what are my choices? When you plan for Medicare, I'd already talked about the standard Part B premium being $202.90. For 2026, there also is something called IRMA, or Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount. And many people, because we do have educational events and we talk about this, but a lot of people do have no idea this exists. IRMA is an additional premium or an additional amount attached to your premium besides the 202. Now, there's different stages for that. And basically, it all depends what your income is. So say you're in the second level, if you make whatever we have, they have increased the amount you can make, and that's for people filing jointly or if you file independently. There's different stages to where they charge an extra on your Part B, and they will also attach something to your Part D. Well, I don't take drugs. Why do I have to pay that? It's just the way the rule is. So it's very important when you get ready to plan for your retirement to find out if you fit into any of those categories where they're going to charge you more for your Part B and attach an additional Part D. This is above and beyond what you would already pay within your Medicare drug plan or medications.
Yeah, that's a good point. So a good financial planner would be Alpha Star is one of them, would be looking ahead. So when we try to reach out to people when they're 62, that's when you have to start thinking about, hey, how can I reduce that Irma, I've got clients that are paying $600 plus
yes.
a month extra mm-hmm. for their Irma because they didn't plan ahead, and they're making that extra
yeah,
money.
Yeah, they didn't know. And then while your income rates have increased, they also increase the amount of your Irma. And like he said, you know, all of a sudden, instead of paying $200, you're paying $500 plus another yeah. $50 for the drug. So it can be pretty hefty. So, and when you talk about the financial planner piece, when you're taking distributions, or I've had this happen a couple of times, you got to, all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a second, I'm taking mandatory distribution, but now I'm still having to pay Irma because that mandatory distribution puts me in a Irma stage. So we're talking about it, and it can be very confusing. It's just something that you want to understand so you know what your costs are going in.
Very valuable information, and certainly putting a few questions in my mind. So if you have a question, please feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620.
That's right. Yeah, I always said that there's important people. Your financial planner.
Yes.
Your person who does your taxes.
Yes.
Excuse me. What's the third one? Us.
Oh, yes. Your independent agent.
And, oh, there's probably one more, because after we get all done, you're going to need to take a shot of bourbon or something. That's probably.
Hit the coffee bar.
Yeah, hit the coffee
get
bar.
Get that latte you want.
There you go. So you've been talking quite a bit about that. We are going to definitely see some increases already. We're seeing increases into what it looks like our currently our just our premium amount that we're going to be paying for Part B. And then again, you better check your plan, because we do get so inundated with mail. And so be sure and check your current plan, because you should have received either a notice of termination or a notice of change at this point, because we're in the final week of the enrollment period. So you definitely want to, if you're going to make a change, you've got to do it this week. Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. And I would add to that too. Yes. If you're going to make a change during AEP, it has to happen by Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is another option, and it's called OEP, and that is January 1st to March 31st. And I'm not saying go ahead and wait, but if something happens or you can't decide, like he said, you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're not sure you want to switch to a give back plan, or you're not sure what your doctor's going to do, if you decide to stay on a Medicare Advantage plan that you currently have, and then it gets to January, you find that your doctor went into another carrier's network, was like, well, I want to follow my doctor to that other carrier. You can change Medicare Advantage plans one time during what we call open enrollment period, and that's January 1st to March 31st. Because I do have a couple of people that are really on the fence mm-hmm. about switching, and I said, well, look, you know, let's see what happens when January comes, the questions you have, and if it seems better that you need to switch, we can do that in January. So I'm not saying don't look into it. I'm just saying that
it's out there for
it's
you.
It's out there for
well,
you.
That's good to Absolutely. Know. It's a little bit of an option, just because it is overwhelming and the changes just happened recently. So it is hard to decipher a lot of it right now.
Usually contracts are built or are finished before the open in our annual enrollment period. It's the contracts are already done.
Right.
But this year we're seeing that the contracts are being pushed in to the next year.
Yeah, everything got delayed this year. So unfortunately we're now dealing with the repercussions of that. But the good news is I'd love to hear that you do have that option to be part of the open enrollment period in January if needed.
That's right.
So that's good news.
A great independent agent will do that and help you with it. And that's one of the reasons that we're trying to fight to keep the independent agent alive.
Okay, so that's why you're here, to help us out and be on the expert panel.
Yep, and if you want to really help your agent, because they do a great job with you, then one of the things you can do is you can take a survey, and I'm going up to D.C. in February to talk about this. So if you can get a hold of us and share your experience with an independent agent, why you don't want to work with an 800 number or somebody else, that would be great, why you like your independent agent. So we're trying. So I will definitely be the one sharing that with our representatives and senators up in D.C. in February. And who wants to work? I mean, I guess I'm old. I don't like working without a personal person I can go to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to work with an AI or 800 number. That
no,
I'll
it's
never
great
talk
to have
to
someone
guy.
Local. I'm all yeah. about local representation and people yeah. that having relationships with yeah. businesses. So
Keith, do you have a flyer for where?
I have a link that you can do that.
We will post okay. that on our that. Website.
Yes.
Great. And then it will post it under, you know, what is it? Talk to your congressman yes. or
okay.
make your, we'll put it under on our website.
Excellent.
So that people can go to it and just do the survey.
We've got just a few minutes left. We spent quite a bit of our time today talking about the Medicare changes, but let's talk a little bit about what might be happening in the Affordable Care Act marketplace and what's happening with all of that. Do you have any additional insights for that?
Yeah, I've been working my tail off with ACA.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot more ACA than the Medicare side, mm-hmm. and there's been changes in there. Premiums have increased, but remember that if you qualify for tax credit, it's kind of a wash. What I am seeing in the plans themselves, they're getting a little bit edgy. Well, you can do primary care doctors, but we prefer you to use a virtual.
Mm-hmm. So, or a teledoc kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly. So you may get two visits with your doctor and get, you know, the rest you're going to have to use virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to more to that area. I guess I'm old school. I like to get in front of my doctor. So... and tell them what's wrong. So that's one of the things. The deductibles and copays are getting higher, of mm-hmm. course. That seems to be the same thing. So it's there's good carriers and, you know, decent carriers and not so good carriers
right,
around
here. Right,
of course.
You do the shopping and do your research.
Yeah.
And get with someone like the two of you who
right.
has the, you're connected with what's happening in Washington, you're understanding the changes. Mm-hmm. So find somebody that's an expert for you.
Yes.
So that's what this whole show is about, is bringing that information to our listeners.
Yep.
So we appreciate you being here today. Mm-hmm. We could do hours and hours on this topic, by the way. So
yes.
I think you've summed up a lot of it very well. But at least for those folks who don't have insurance at all, the Affordable Care Act option marketplace is still an option. So that is the good news for people that don't have employee insurance.
Right.
And cost sharing is still an option?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what do you mean when you say that?
So that's like your... I don't know if I can say this, like your Medishare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know what Medishare is, but it's medical cost sharing.
And oh, okay.
Basically, you're just throwing your pot of money into mm-hmm. this big bin, and then they pay. It's going to be a lot cheaper, the premium, but there is some underwriting in there. So if you have things like cancer, you're going through cancer thing, it's like a life insurance policy
mm-hmm.
thing. Some things are going to keep you out from being out of it.
Right.
If you have high blood pressure, not an issue, as long as it's stable.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out that you're well under 50% of what you would normally cost for it. It's the old day plans where it's catastrophic. So
mm-hmm.
something bad happens, you end up with cancer, they're going to take care of you. And in one of the carriers that we use, Zion, they actually are more... easy to try new technology in that area
mm-hmm.
and they will pay for it.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some of these places here, they're just doing the same thing over again.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So one more time. We're just about out of time. Tell us how that folks can get in touch with you, where you're located, all the information.
Sure. Our website, verishp.com, 850-710-7196. We're at 850 South Palafox.
All right.
Suite 103. Have
Thanks.
A great Christmas season.
All right. Thank you, Keith and Pam Giles with Veris Health. And again, that website, verishp.com. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.